All right, welcome. This is episode 377 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be addressing the topic, handling pressures. This is going to be part three. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the grace to come again and share your word. Father, in any way we have erred or sinned, we pray that may you have mercy on us. And that may you cleanse and purify us of all iniquity and of all unrighteousness. As your word is studied this morning, I pray that may our hearts be prepared to receive your truth. And may you give us the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So, today we're going to continue the series on handling pressures. This is probably going to be the last part in the series. But again, we'll see how the Holy Spirit takes us. But basically, right, we've talked about part one. We talked about following Jesus from a distance, staying away from pressure. We said that that's not really what you want to do as a Christ follower. And then part two, we also said that we talked about peer pressure, right, and how that can be a problem. So now we're going to discuss another dimension of handling pressure. And I'm going to call this Handling Pressure Part 3, The Secret Place. Handling Pressure Part 3, The Secret Place. And for this, I'm going to, we've been using Luke 22 verses 54 to 62 as our backdrop, but I'm going to add in another backdrop today, and that's going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 10 to 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 10 to 14, it says, I'm going to read from the New Living Translation, it says, because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now, others are building on it, but whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, which is Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. Right? If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. I think I'm going to read a little bit past that. Let's look at verse 15. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So, here you see fire, 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 fire. Think of fire as pressure. Okay, because a fiery circumstance, right, is like a pressure cooker kind of circumstance. And how does this relate to handling pressures? Well, the thing is, if you notice, this fire basically revealed the quality of the materials that you built with. The fire here revealed the quality of the materials you built with, right? And if you really think about it, the building process happened at a different time other than when the fire came. I'm going to say that again. The building process happened at a different time other than when the fire came, right? So the thing is, there is almost like a secret place, and then there is the place of the fire. The secret place, I like to call the secret place the place you're in before the pressure comes, before the fire comes. And then the fire is a separate circumstance, right? And the thing is, many times when fire comes, when pressure comes, it indicates the quality of the work that was done in the secret place, right? So like, for example, if something was well built in the secret place, you won't know that that thing was well built until pressure comes, resistance comes, fire comes. And then that reveals, oh, this is how solid the structure was, right? Because, every structure is going to seem completely fine when the conditions are perfect. But when the conditions are rough and tough, then the strength of something, the anti-fragility of something is revealed, right? So the thing is, like, for example, if you remember the parable, Jesus kind of talked about, or, the story told about people that build their houses on the rock versus people that build their houses on sand. You know, when there was no rain, when there was no wind, those houses looked completely the same, right? They look completely the same, right? So it's like that secret place. You didn't see the foundation. The foundation of a building, you cannot just stare at a building and look at the foundation of the building. No. You know the foundation of the building after, like, either if you were there when the building was initially built, right? Or let's say the building is toppled, or when a pressure comes, when pressure comes and you're like, wow, this building is standing strong while others were blown away, then that tells you the kind and the quality of materials that were used in that building. So why am I saying this, right? The people that build their houses on sand, nobody's, you know, necessarily noticed that. But when the winds came, the rain blew, boom, they completely fell apart. But people built on the rock, they did not fall apart. So how does this relate to handling pressures? This relates to handling pressures because your response to pressure indicates your strength. Your response to pressure indicates what you did in the secret place, right? The thing is, pressure situations are just a form of revealer. They basically reveal who you truly are. They basically reveal what you've been doing all along. You know, just like when we measure a person's A1C, it's not like a spot measure of your glucose. No, it's a measure of what you've been doing, like your habits. Have you been eating a lot of sugary foods and whatnot over the last like 3 months, right? So that's the same thing. Pressure reveals who you have been, what you've been doing over the last few periods of your life as a Christ follower, right? So the thing is, it's very important as a child of God, work in the secret place, right? Because when pressure comes, it will show who you truly are, right? You know, because in the secret place, you can hide yourself from people, right? You know, the church is almost like a secret place for many people. They show up to church, they lift up holy hands. People think that, wow, this person is such a Christ follower. But then when a pressure situation comes, you then see who these people really, really, really are. You know, so, you know, Peter still had some issues to walk through, because I know some of you may think that, wow, Peter just denied Jesus. The thing is, this was not just an issue with Peter. This was not one instance, right? Like, if you remember when Apostle Paul called out Peter, right? When Peter, you know, he was associating with the Gentiles at first, but once Jews came around, he stopped doing it, right? This was a person that was really worried about what people thought of him, which we also see in Luke chapter 22, the anchor scripture we've been using for part one and part two of this discussion, right? So just be very careful. I think it behooves us to be very careful, right? Work on yourself in the secret place, right? Work on yourself in the secret place so that when fire comes, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, the fire that was placed in front of them just revealed who they really were, right? It literally just revealed who they really were. That's it, right? They were already like people that were willing to serve the Lord regardless of what happened, right? That fire just happened to showcase it to the world. So this is why actually fire sometimes can be a good thing, because it's like a stress test of your life. It shows you like, this is what you really are like, right? This is part of the benefit of having trials in the life of a Christian, in the life of a Christ follower. It shows you where you really stand. Because the thing is, it's actually better to experience trials now, because if you experience trials, it shows you ways you can course correct, ways you can change your ways, ways you can change your actions before, like, you know, judgment day comes, where a person may die, right? And then boom, it's like eternal judgment. So I just think it's very important as a Christ follower, work on yourself in the secret place. You see some people, they say that, oh, when tough times come, I'm going to show my true faith. No. Tough times will reveal what your faith has been, right? And your faith is going to be revealed by what you've been doing over time, right? Again, just be very careful about that, right? So in terms of handling pressures, one of the best ways to handle pressures is to work in the secret place, is to be built up in the secret place, right? Be built up in the secret place. You know, when you're not going through trials, like, work on yourself, right? Actually, even when you're going through trials, work on yourself. But the thing is, study your Bible, obey the word of God, do all these things so that when pressure comes, right? When pressure comes, you're ready. Be like the ant. You know, when it's summer, they're planting, they're doing all these wonderful things. The Bible talks about in the book of Proverbs. And then when winter comes, that's a pressure situation. They're like ready, but it revealed the work they did in the summer, right? Or you see a person when the pressure of like their USMLE exam comes, it reveals how they've been doing, whether they've been doing the right thing or not during their preclinical years of medical school or during their third year, right? The thing is, you can deceive people all you want. People may think that you're such a smart person, but hey, when the pressure situation of your USMLE show up, you're like, ooh, it shows who you really are, right? So one of the best ways to handle pressure is to prepare for the pressure before it comes, right? To prepare for the pressure before it comes, right? So, and then one last thing I just want to wrap up with here is, what happens if you've blown it? What happens if you've blown it? Because Peter blew it, right? He messed up, right? Yeah, and you see that, you know, at the end of Luke 22, you know, in verse 62, the Bible says Peter left the courtyard weeping bitterly. But thank God that Jesus Christ prayed for him and Peter repented. He came back to the Lord. He came back to the Lord Jesus Christ, right? He handled things well. Right. If you blow it, go back to the Lord. Go back to God and ask for mercy. Don't be like Judas Iscariot that was wallowing in his pain and then killed himself. He committed suicide. That's not the way to handle that. The God is rich in mercy. Right. So if, for example, you're a person and you're listening to this podcast and you've never surrendered your life to the Lord, you've been living in sin, you've been living in iniquity for the longest time. Guess what? Let me tell you what you can do. There's hope in Jesus Christ. There's hope in Jesus Christ. Jesus is willing and is ready to save you. I'll strongly encourage you. Listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website, right? Those podcasts tell you about the true cost of following Jesus. They tell you about the true cost of following Jesus. And then if you listen to those podcasts, because I'm not a commitment extractor, I want you to see like, hey, this is what truly following the Lord looks like. If you do make a decision at the end of episode 254, you can say a prayer with me and surrender your life to the Lord, right? And then if you do that, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101, 96 to 101 on the website. It is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with God. But it kind of boils down to this. Study the Word of God and obey it. And spend time with God every day in prayer and in worship. Those are like the big, big things you need to do. So thank you for listening to me today. Let us end with a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. Lord, give us the grace to work in the secret place so that when fire comes, we'll be found to be pure gold. You know, your word says that the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me. The prince of this world is the devil. Jesus Christ was able to say this because, hey, it's like, hey, the devil came, did his testing or whatever, and didn't find anything in me. So Lord, please give us the grace to prepare in the secret place so that when pressure comes, we'll be standing, right? So give us the grace to build right. You know, your word says no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You know, Lord, as we have committed our lives to you and we're on that foundation of Jesus Christ, give us the grace to build right. To build right, studying your word, meditating on your word, obeying your word, practicing your word, treating others fairly, spending time in your presence, you know, fulfilling our ministries on this earth, so that when fire comes, when the pressure comes, we'll be found to be like pure gold, to the glory, honor, and praise of your name. Thank you, immortal God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So thank you for listening to me today. God willing, I will see you in episode 378. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye for now. Shalom.